Blog Talk Radio.
A one-on-one personal relationship with God, and I'm telling you, there is no relationship that can compare to having one with God. The power, the energy, the vibration, nothing compares to your one-on-one relationship with God, the creator of all things. I mean, can you imagine? If you don't have that one-on-one relationship, you don't know God. It's impossible to know God without that one-on-one relationship. Impossible. Because when you have that relationship, you become that power. You become that energy. You become that vibration because you realize that you are just an extension of the source of all creation. That's God, the extension of the source of all creation. Is what you become, is what you realize, is what you see and feel when you have that personal relationship. Anybody who claims they know God and they don't experience one-on-one personally that power, they don't know God. They think they know God. They say they know God. But until you experience that power, until you become that power, until you are swooped up into that vibration and become a part of that vibration, until you have that one-on-one communication, until you can say, Father, give me a word, and a word pops in your head immediately, until you have that kind of relationship, you don't know God. How can you know God if you don't know his power in your own personal life? How can you know God if you don't see him moving mountains for you, if you don't see him bringing that power within your own body and you feel that power, if you don't feel his light, if you don't feel the extension of his love, if you don't feel him like he's right there in your face, if you don't feel his touch, when you say, God, touch me, and you feel that energy flow through you, and it's undeniable because your body moves. And you feel that upliftment. You feel that like you floating because God has touched you. If you don't experience that, you don't know God. There's a lot to know. God is all power. God is energy. God is the force that created your existence. People say there is no God. Well, there is no you. But I can't really say there's no you because I'm looking at you. You're right here. As long as I can see you exist, as long as I can see anything, there is a God. Because nothing, and I mean nothing, would be here. Nothing would exist if God did not. Because everything comes from the one true existence, and that is God. God, creator of all, of all. And if you can see anything, if you can touch anything, if you can feel anything, then know God exists. Because what you see, what you feel, what you touch is God. Because everything created came from God. Because he is the source of all creation. He is the one true existence. Everything else comes from that one true existence. Everything else is created from that one true creator. Everything. That includes you. That includes those who say there is no God. That includes those who say there is no Jesus. Because you say it, don't make it so. The proof is everywhere. Everywhere. You are proof there is a God. The ground you walk on is proof there is a God. The air you breathe is proof there is a God. The wind you feel, the sky you see, the stars you see, everything you touch, everything you hear, everything you see, everything you know or think you know is proof that there is a God. You can't have a thought if there's no God to give you that thought, to make that thought even possible, because a thought is a creation. Everything created is of God. Whether it's wind, whether it's air, whether it's dirt, water, sky, cloud, star, it doesn't matter what's created. A pencil, where did a pencil come from? A tree, where did the tree come from? Everything you see, touch, feel, hear is proof that there is a God. I don't care what name you give God. God is God. If he has 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000 names, God is God, the source of all creation, the only one true existence. That is God. All those of you who talk about the big boom is God. Because the big boom is a thing. The big boom is something. And nothing exists without God existing. So a big boom is God, because only God is the true existence. Only God. You can come up with any excuse. You can say anything you want to try to deny God. It will not work. It will never, ever make sense. Because no matter what you say, no matter what you claim, you cannot deny God's existence. There is no way you can, because you can see, you can hear, you can feel, you can touch, you can think. And as long as all those things exist, God exists. Because if God did not exist, nothing would exist. But a lot of things exist, don't they? It's everywhere. You can't look anywhere and not see an existence of something. You can't even look in a mirror and not see an existence of something. You see you. You see your eyes. You see your face, your skin, your hair, your ears. You see that right there is God existing. Whenever people say there is no God, whenever people say there is no Jesus, they are blinder than blind. Blinder than blind. They are in denial. brainwashed by who and whatever in denial, because God's existence is in your face, and it's always in your face. It's never out of your face. It's never gone. It's never out of your earshot. It's never out of your eyesight. It's never out of your touch. His existence is everywhere. Cannot be denied. Cannot be denied and be truth. Cannot be denied and be truth. God is the only truth. God is the only existence. God. You can call him Allah. You can call him Yahweh. You can call him Source. You can call him whatever you want to call him. He exists. He is the only one that truly exists. You are just an extension of his existence. You are just a creation of his existence, because he is the creator, the creator, the creator, the creator, the creator. Do you know what that means? Do you know what creator means? Do you know what existence means? God is the creator of all creations. That's why we're called co-creators, because God created the light, and we as co-creators create the darkness. We feed the darkness. We increase the darkness, because we are human beings. Acting like human beings, acting like little destructors, taking what God has created in the light and taking it and making something dark from it. That's what we as humans do. We take the light and we create dark. But thank God there are a few of us who take the light and expand the light, who take the light and create from the light. But because the majority of us take God's light and create dark and expand dark, we live in a world that is more dark than light. Does that mean God does not exist? Oh, it would never mean that. It would mean, if anything, that the human being is dark. That the human being is getting darker and darker. That the human being loves the darkness. You say you don't, but you do, because it's what you create. And you create that darkness from God's light. You take God's light and you make something ugly. You take God's light and you create something that destroys. You are destructive. Destructive being, because you don't know God. You destroy because you do not know. You create dark because you do not know. Darkness can be used to bring forth light. But when you use darkness to bring forth more dark, you don't know God. When you take darkness and create light, then you're creating the intention that God made for human beings and this earth. Take the dark and create light. Let the light shine in that darkness. Let the light shine in that darkness. But when you create dark and you shine it in the dark, what do you have? More dark. Corruption, deception, envy, hate, wars. That's what you come up with when you take dark and create more dark. You strengthen the dark. That is not the intention of the Creator. The intention is to be able to live in the dark and create light, to bring more light. Because you know you have to have the opposite to exist. You have to have the light and the dark to exist. You have to have the yes and the no, the up and the down, the left and the right. You have to have the opposite. There is an opposite in everything. Because that's creation. That's complete. That's a whole. But the intention is not for you to take dark and make more dark. The intention is for you to create light in that dark. To create light. To use the dark to edify. To use the dark to make better. To expand more light. Not more dark. Not destruction. And those who do that are those who do not know God. Know God. Know God. Know God. Wake up and know. It's the message. Wake up and know. Know God. Know God. Know why you are here. Know why this planet is darker and darker and darker. No, you don't know. And that is not good. Because as long as you don't know, darkness will continue to grow. Darkness will continue to consume. Darkness will continue to destroy. Because you don't know. Wake up. Come from your sleep. Come from slumber. Come from denial. Come and wake up and know. Know God. Know God. Because once you know God, the light will shine so bright. And you will create light and more light. And you will take that darkness and you will create something that is light within that darkness. And more light and more light and more light. Don't take dark and create dark. Take the dark and use it to edify. Take it and use it to create more light. Darkness will never, ever go away. It has to coexist with. But the intention is not to create more dark from that dark, but to create light from that dark. Know God. Know God for yourself. Don't go by what other people say. Say, God, show me you. Show me you. And let him speak to you. Let him show you. Let him join with you and create a one-on-one relationship with you. But you have to learn. And when you ask, God will test you. Because when I asked, I said, Lord, who are you? Show me who you are. Teach me who you are so I can know who I am and what I am and why I am here. Show me you. God tested me in so many ways. Why? Because he would test you to see if you sincerely want to know him. And if you fail that test, then you don't want to know. You're just talking. You're just searching. You're just being adventurous. But you don't want to know what you're asking. God will test you to make sure you want what you ask for, because once you receive God, there is no turning back. No turning back. Because God will show you his light. God will teach you his wisdom. God will hold you by your hand and show you the way. God will open up doors for you. Doors that will show you who you are. God will give you a one-on-one relationship. And that is a relationship that cannot be compared. It cannot be compared to anything that is tangible, nothing that is human. There is no relationship you have in your life right now or will ever have that is greater than a relationship with God, that can even be compared to a relationship with God. They are not in the same family. Never will be. A relationship with God is unexplainable. No words can properly describe that feeling, that power, that place that you be in when you're in that relationship. Nothing. That is why I have no desire for a relationship with a human being, because my relationship with God is so powerful, so pure, that no outside relationship would ever match it, can ever match it. None. But God is teaching me, go outside, connect with nature. I am so content with just having that one-on-one relationship with God that I rarely leave my house. Why? There's nothing out there. Nothing. When you have that relationship with God, there's nothing. Nothing else. Other than my children and my new grandbabies, I have no desire to be with anyone else. Just my Lord, my children, my grandbabies. That's it. That's it. But God says, get out there and shine my light. Get out there and share my words. Get out there and connect with nature. I got out the house the other day. That's okay, I'm going outside. Took my pad, took my pen, my marking pencil. Went out there, listened intently to nature. What message do you have? I got a message. A duck sat and waited for me to get around to that area. I'm like, why are you out here all by yourself, sitting in the water like that? I have a message. I've been waiting for you. I have a message. So I wrote down the message that the duck had for me. I walked around another corner. One of my messages in my drawings was, face the wind. I said, I faced the wind, and guess who I saw in the cloud? Einstein. I saw the face of Einstein in the clouds. And I went around a corner. This is my walk. I'm skipping a lot of stuff, but getting to the highlights. Went around a corner. This little dog started barking. I said, oh, you're a little thing with that big old bark. It was a little dog. Had this huge bark. I said, wow, you got a huge bark. Then a second dog that looked just like him came and started barking. It was barking at me. I said, oh, am I supposed to stop here? I guess y'all have a message for me, all that noise you're making. So I stopped, and I wrote down the message. Reach! My God, reach. High as the high. So the two messages, or maybe more, but the two that I can think of right now, well, three. I'm not sharing all that because I'm not being told to share all that. But I'll give you two words. Go deep and reach. Go deep and reach. Those are two of the words that I got through that walking meditation when I got out the house. Because when you get out and connect to nature, intently connect to nature, because I said every step I take, I am grounded and I am stepping on Mother Earth. Mother Gaia is in every step I take. And I walk. And the first message I got was some kids were across the pond and said, we see you across the pond. And where they were standing is when I did my walk, I stopped in that location. Everything's for a purpose. When those kids say, hey, and called out to me and I waved to them, that was the Spirit of God speaking to them to say, I'll meet you across the pond or something like that, he said. And I'm thinking with my human mind that they're going to continue to walk around and they'll be where I'm at. That's what I'm thinking. But no, that's not what it meant, because they disappeared. I'm like, where'd they go? I thought they was coming around here. No. I said, okay, what was that? What was the reason they did that? Why did they call me out like that? It's because the spirit was saying, I'll meet you on this side. Because when I got on that side in that exact area, I was told to stop. And I received a message. I received a message in that spot where they were. God works in mysterious ways. Woo, Lord, God is good. God is good. Do you know God? Do you know him for yourself? I'm not asking you, do you know about him? I'm not asking you, do you know something? I'm not asking you, do you pray? I'm not asking you, do you meditate? I'm asking you, do you know him? Do you have that one-on-one personal relationship with him that is so powerful that you become his light, you become his energy, you become his vibration, you become his power, you become his creation, you create through him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Know God for yourself. Know God for yourself. Have that one-on-one personal relationship with God. Know him. Ask and ye shall receive all that ye ask for. Seek and ye shall find. Oh, my Lord. Do you want me to share this part right here, Lord? Okay. God is giving me permission to share with you something he said to me before he gave me the word. Let me see. Where is it? Okay. He said, forget not where thy come from. Forget not thy true power. Forget not the essence of thy being. Forget not the source of all. Forget not your place in this universe. Forget not all is yours. Forget not to be all things. Forget not who you are. Forget not to use your power at all times. We are here to assist. Forget not to use your power. You are blessed beyond the blessed. Forget not that we are here to assist. Haya kumba deshnei kikiloma. Seya kumba ha. Seya shike dorietna maka. Dorietla maka. Forget not who you are. Know God. Know God. For he is the only truth.